What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Beyond the Gym Floor. Obviously, we had our big intensive on the weekend, so today is based around further education, recapping the workshop, what we learnt, what we got the most value out of, where we're looking forwards, how the boys left me off the hook and I somehow managed to go to a free event and spend $10,000, and a few other bits and pieces. So as always, enjoy the episode. Don't forget, we have the one-on-one coaching options and the group program options in Standout PT available right now. Head to stcfit.com, head to the STC Learn section on the website, and you'll find all of our service, everything we do. We also have the free scorecard on there at the moment. So about a 5-minute quiz about your business to see where you are currently sitting. And then we'll send you a 12-page report with links to a bunch of resources to fix anything that you might be struggling with for nothing. You're welcome. So it finally happened, Jason.
What?
We wore the same shirt.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I thought, oh, I bet you Ben's going to wear it. And then I was like, fuck it, I want to wear it.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure no one's seen me with this colored top on. So I was like, he's just going to have to deal with it. Because I'm wearing it.
Yeah, I've gone trackies for the first time in the year. I've pulled off the like 90s strength coach look. I'm happy with it.
Yeah, you've definitely... I did look at that when I was...
Yeah, I said to Amy, I hate it. It must be on trend.
Maybe.
Yeah, no cuffed, no cuffed calves.
What trackies are those?
Just Alice Kitty. Yeah. They're balling a little though.
Yeah, not a fan.
Yeah.
Let's end with that. The balling.
Yeah, it pissed me off. But my industry jumper did too.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Very quickly.
I bought like...
my feelings.
I bought two pairs of Under Armour shorts for the photo shoot. So how long ago was that? 3 months?
Yeah.
And with 6 weeks ago, they were fucked.
Yeah, it's rude, isn't it?
Yeah. And they were like 78 bucks, 79 bucks.
Well, that jumper was expensive. Yeah.
So I was just like, Uniqlo everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can just destroy
get
it.
A new one.
And it's $30 for a pair. It's the Maltese in me coming out.
I saw Tam's big order of Uniqlo.
Yeah, is that the new fit? The ear people, Tam's giving us a bit of a swirl.
Very we've got like a dark olive with
it's looking very
cream mix.
Very on brand.
I like it.
I like the colour from top to bottom.
Yeah. I actually watched a podcast on our podcast on YouTube for the first time in a really long time. Just this week.
Watch me get uncomfortable.
I watched the barbell bands one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't feel like I was that uncomfortable.
I need to listen back to that one, actually.
It wasn't that bad.
No?
Yeah. I didn't
handled
feel
it well.
You couldn't feel the awkwardness. The heat. Yeah. I felt it.
But I did very much enjoy Tam's behind the camera comments.
Yeah.
It added a good dynamic.
The moisturizing calls were the best. They'll go down as all time.
Yeah,
it's just like
the little roast here.
You don't
and there.
What? You don't moisturize. So good. Oh,
got a new Padre yesterday.
Oh yeah, I was going to message you to bring me some coffee. I forgot.
Didn't I just give you a box? Or there's a box here.
No. Yeah, you gave me a box.
No, it was like 2 weeks ago. I gave you a bag.
Yeah, and it was empty.
All right, cool. Well, there's more here.
Well, I've exceeded my quota.
Yeah, you have. We have to share. No, there's some here, I think. I think we got some this week, didn't we, Tam? There's some
here. I can get another bag of coffee. We're also out, so next week you
might have to drink supermarket
coffee.
Oh, no. Ew. Yeah, because you're not having this one. Peach, lemon, apple, honey, and caramel.
Yeah.
So fucking good.
Peach.
Elite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The honey bit gets me.
Yeah, I'm a sweet boy.
I know.
Yeah, I did kind of side eye that, but
so that's broken, that one.
That's
sometimes,
one.
Yeah, when it feels like it.
Yeah,
your cable's hooked, bros. There you go. Yeah, we're all good. All right. Just got to sort the tech guy.
We're back.
Tech guy sorting out his own tech.
We're on. That's the STC Fit way.
How are you feeling, Jason?
I'm good.
5 days post.
Yeah, good.
Event.
Fantastic.
You're a person again.
Yeah. I was. The days I was tired.
Yeah.
The days I was tired. I woke up Monday feeling okay.
Yeah.
I think I was just like, you know, elated would have been the description of it. But feeling good.
Just talking to some group coaches yesterday.
Yeah.
And they were like laughing, like, oh, would you ever do I was like, no.
Group coaching?
Yeah. I was like, when we run events, I'm like, I do, what is it, the introvert and extrovert? When I'm in the room, having the best time.
Yeah.
The second I leave the room,
you're tired.
Please put me down.
Extroverted introvert.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a moment when we went to the Albion, it was like we were there early, yeah. and I said, yeah. to, I looked at Tam and I'm like, I don't actually want anyone to come here just yet.
Yeah.
I need
we just sat a for
moment.
A
I was in the room, all the girls were in the bathroom, and I was by myself, and I had the same moment just of like,
yeah, leave me alone. Yeah.
Just a moment to myself. This is fucking great.
Yeah, it was definitely a silent drive home.
Yeah, no music
after.
Even so, we sort of
you were not quiet on the drive home.
Oh, wasn't I? I don't remember.
Oh, Saturday night. Certainly.
Oh no,
not.
Sunday. No, nah, Sunday. Certainly yeah, Sunday. Yeah. Sunday I was gonna say after after Saturday night.
Yeah. We
Ted's like, you definitely weren't quiet. That means I talk too much.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. The back seat there.
Sorry, Ted.
At least you didn't have Jess as well.
It would have sent you an over meltdown. Jace, I fucking was throwing
Jace and Jess at the back of Tam's
car. I was throwing
car.
A couple Woo. Of fucking shots at him. I'm like, oh, we can't get a cab. I guess we'll just have to drive her home.
He would have just rang Amy.
Yeah.
Like, you have to do this.
Yeah. Very good job on Jace's part calling down the cab.
Oh, mate. Yeah. I was like, I wanted to leave an hour before that. So I was like,
yeah.
And she's like, oh, the app's not working. I'm like, you're just drunk, bro. The app works. And then, I booked the cab. I'm like, I said to him, I'm like, this cab's not coming, man.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So I was just like, I have to get this woman.
We have
home.
To make this happen. Yeah.
It's chasing cars down. Take her home.
I can't wait for the three of us to go out without something on the next morning.
Yeah.
It'll be a good time.
Guys are in for
good
it.
Time. Because I think Jess has this perception that like we're pretty well behaved. And it's like, no. You've just only hung out with us when we have something.
Yeah.
We have a commitment the next day.
Because even the Christmas party, she left early, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, before it.
Got everyone smashed and
got
left.
Got rowdy. Yeah. That is exactly what she did.
Yeah.
But yeah, the weekend was incredible.
Sure was.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
It's the end of the
episode. I actually thought about doing this at breakfast, just being like, it was good. And that is all we have today.
Congratulations. Have a great time.
I've named the live on Instagram Melbourne Intensive Review, and you've just like done in 3 minutes.
That's it. Was the review. Yeah. Done.
It was good. We went out. We got drunk.
Fuck, it was so many things.
Yeah,
so many things. Even Friday.
So Friday.
Friday was when I was like, Tam's like, I'm not putting a post up. I'm tired. Someone else do it. Just said it really politely, and I was like, I'm also not putting a post up because my brain's not working. That is a tomorrow problem. And then when I sat down to write it, I was like, obviously the intensive was such a huge focus of the weekend, but we always say like we're the coach's coach and we love talking about training and all of that kind of shit.
Yeah.
So to actually get in the gym on the Friday with people first.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, that was a really fucking cool part of the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, super fun, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to do stuff like that as well.
More of it. Yeah, for sure.
The training stuff.
Mm.
It's just so... I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was sick. Yeah. Really cool. Just like even... Like everyone sort of got there and was like, oh, hi.
Yeah,
It's like once you start training, it's just... Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Everyone just relax.
Selfishly, I'm training back.
Yeah.
I'm not compromising.
Yeah. Join in or don't.
Yeah. I'll be here.
Yeah. Josh came. He's like, oh, so what's happening? I'm like, well, Jason's training back so you can go train physique or we're testing bench and deadlifts.
Yeah.
You can choose.
Yeah.
And to his credit, the powerlifter.
Yeah, he's in off-season at the moment.
Went and did the hype train.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
We had a good session, actually. Yeah. I kind of thought it was going to be like a...
Looks like a bit of a weapon.
Yeah, I didn't think we were going to train as hard as we did.
Mm.
Yeah. But I was like, I'm going to outlift everyone. And I'll fucking pay for it for the next weekend.
Yeah.
And then like...
Jason, not train hard?
Yeah, I know, Tam.
Come on. Yeah.
I was trying to save myself for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, like Fiona just did like fucking this really hard set. And I was like, all right, so we're fucking doing this.
All right, let's go.
And I was like, let's fucking get it. Yeah. So it's good. And like, you know, you can't figure your weights out on shit that you haven't used before.
Yeah.
So like, we're just overshooting everything.
More.
Yeah. I just couldn't figure it out. So I was like, fuck it. Yeah. I remember getting home and I was just sitting on the couch and Steph's like, so how was it? And I'm like, oh, I'll talk to you in a minute. I'm fucked. Just sinking into my lounge.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
We went to put 240 on the bar for my deadlift.
Yeah.
It was like, there was discussions had.
Oh, really?
And it was a 20 kilo jump. And I was like,
that's a big one.
I probably shouldn't be stupid. That's only like...
Especially near your top range.
Yeah. I think in comp, my best is 260. But at 90 kilos, my top ever is 250.
Yeah.
So I'm like, we're 10 kilos off a body weight PB.
Yeah, yeah.
Having not touched a deadlift bar. We did one session with Adrian.
I love that. Body weight PB. PBs and everything.
Powerlifter.
Still powerlifter.
Yeah, always.
So I'm like, okay, let's not be stupid. And then I watched the video back of the 230. I'm a little upset with myself.
It's pretty quick.
Because I was like...
It's a good call, though.
It's pretty clean.
I was like, I'm going to pay for this tomorrow.
Mm.
And if my back's sore, I'm going to be up for 20 hours.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't going to be worth it.
Yeah.
And then I watched the video, and I was like, it would have been worth it.
Yeah. It's always worth it in hindsight, right?
Like, it moved like an opener. You could have had 250, you pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my erectors, about 5 minutes after that lift, were like...
It's pumped.
Do not move again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think someone said to me, they're like, your back's sore. I'm like, it's not, but my erectors are very upset.
Yeah,
and
you're just pumped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good. Good fun. Jess smashed it. Fucking.
Yeah, I feel like we all had a good session.
72.5 kilo bench.
Oh, yeah.
150 dead.
Yeah.
At 59 kilos.
I don't train enough females, so the numbers. But it's like when you go to the body weight, it's nationals. Pretty good. Yeah.
Nationals.
Yeah, it's just like you know when you see someone benching, like, and you're not like it's fucking unreal.
It's like when you tell your hairdresser that you squat 200.
Yeah, I benched 72. Yeah, you're like, oh,
cool,
okay,
cool.
Yeah.
Because
like as a guy, you're just like, all I want to do is bench at least 100.
Yeah.
But then if you go by the body weight, because I was like, hang on a minute, that's like me benching like 135 or something. It's like, my shoulders would explode if I did that right now.
Yeah, I think Jess did the math, and we were. Exactly the same, like, multiplier of body weight.
Yeah, it's crazy. Total, crazy strong. Wild. Yeah, it's fucking crazy strong. Especially, like, with the training.
Yeah.
How it's the training.
She's about to do a 5K run and also do that in probably 25 minutes.
Yeah, and then, like, what, went to the gym the other day? Like, oh, I just squatted this much.
So, she messages me, right? She's like, okay, so Pick It Up's been doing... They've been building to 1RMs.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's another gym she coaches at. She's like, oh, I'm just going with a friend who wants to try the other gym. I'm just going to like train with him. But I won't be a dickhead. And I just replied, RPE 9, don't hurt yourself.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, sweet. So she was 2 kilos off her squat PB.
Yeah.
We haven't back squatted. I think I've been training her for a year. We back squatted in the first block.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's crazy.
And it was like, it was only hard because she just misgrooved the fuck out of it in the hole. Like, skill was just not there.
Yeah.
Still net 2.5 kilo PB on her previous comp at 9 kilos body weight lower.
Sick.
And she can run.
Yeah. I was looking at all the stories and everyone was squatting and I was just flicking. And then I saw like a really nice squat and I was like, oh, who's that? And then it was her. And I was like, hang on a minute.
What are you doing?
You shouldn't be doing that. And then, then the message came through.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, fuck, it's so good.
Wild.
Just makes you think, though. Like, it just leads more into the argument of, like, you can deviate. Like, without this going into, like, the coaching stuff.
Makes me question my whole life.
But it just makes it. I've seen it happen so often. Like, even some of the boys, like, we do a lot of machine work for legs. And then they're like, oh, I wouldn't mind getting under the barbell or whatever. And then they get under the barbell and within like a week or two, they're just like, oh, I've either squatted the same or more.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, you don't lose.
Yeah.
Like how much of it, do people think they lose? Like, because I haven't seen it.
The only question I have about it now is it the work done that allows you to deviate so much?
is like Jess the work done up to the point. Oh, of course, yeah. Of course, it has something to do with it.
I think she was primarily powerlifting training for maybe 3 years. I think mine was closer to five.
Yeah.
So it's like it's the amount of have a think of how many deadlifts.
I think it's the amount of time done. you've done the exercise. Oh, 100%. It's definitely got that. Well, it does and it doesn't, right? Because if you're like an exceptionally gifted athlete,
yeah,
I would argue that it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, but that's because you're exceptionally...
If you're a gymnast or something.
Yeah, like your motor learning skills and your motor control of just like,
yeah,
you know, exceptional compared to others. But for most people, it's like your training age would dictate your ability to deviate and come back.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same in bodybuilding. Like, you know, it's like you can take a month or two off and then it's like you don't lose that much. And then it's like it just explodes again. It's like, I call it passive fitness.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have passive strength.
Yeah.
And passive muscle building.
Yeah.
So like, but that's from
years
of, you know, doing the task.
Yeah.
And you can just like take some time off and come back and it's okay. Cause you've got, it's like a drop in the pool, you know, it's like when you think about it, like 3 months over, how long have you been training for? I've been training for 20 years.
Yeah.
So what's 3 months and 20 years?
At least 10 for me.
Yeah. It's crazy, you know?
15.
So.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it's just, yeah, so interesting. I've got another girl at the moment who's, I'm pretty sure, now don't quote me, she's working 3 jobs and I think they're all 6 figures.
Fucking weapon.
And she's got 2 kids.
Yeah, it's mad. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
That's sick.
And jammed her finger. No, cut her hand open trying to open a jar and broke the... So couldn't like hold a barbell for 4 to 6 weeks. So it took a little bit. We were sort of down to periodizing down to triples.
Yeah.
Pulled her out, just machine work, came back in. I was like, look, this is... I wouldn't normally do this.
Yeah.
But I know you kind of want a peak and we're getting... Time-wise, it's getting a bit critical for you to get this done, to get onto other shit. So I'm like, I need you to take it easy and build up to it. She's like 53 kilos. And pulled 100 for a trip.
Yeah, it's sick.
So what the fuck?
Jesus.
Weapon. And it's the same, just like years of work, years of training, dancers.
Yeah.
When she was young, netballer.
The skill is there. Just there,
like, that coordination, spatial awareness, body control stuff is there. And then just, wild.
Yeah.
Wild. Yeah.
But yeah.
So Friday was awesome. Burgers were pretty good.
Yeah.
Despite the very confusing Brunswick menu.
It was
such a Brunswick place.
Oh, it was like Brazilian.
Yeah, but the fact that like...
None of it was descriptive as
we got sausage roll pockets.
Yeah.
They could have just been called that. I didn't know what the fuck they were.
Really? I can't remember.
We had to really decipher.
Yeah, it was like a deep fried...
It was just a pocket.
Yeah.
With
pocket. It was kind of like an empanada.
Yeah, I just aborted.
Just a tiny one.
I was just like,
yeah, I just saw,
beef burger. Okay.
Yeah, I just saw like, that's going to give me 20 grams protein.
Yeah.
Minimum.
I mean, and then fucking Lauren's seafood salad came out.
Yeah, no, it's pretty jealous. Yeah, I was a little bit jealous about because Tam ordered the chicken, but then when it came out, it kind of looked like it went in a deep fryer. So then I was it was a bit too crispy on the outside.
It tasted all right.
Yeah.
The sizing was pretty good. It was probably in between Nando's and Flaming Healthy size.
Yeah.
Just like okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they just dumped a ton of cheese on it for no reason.
Oh, it was just cheese. Yeah. I'm out. I hate cheese sauce.
It was like falling off the side of it. Cheese sauce. On chicken.
If you put cheese on something that's not supposed to be there, it's because the meal tastes shit.
Well,
and
you're
trying to like make it taste
AKA
better.
AKA cauliflower.
100%.
Yeah. Fuck. How do we make cauliflower good? Drown it in cheese.
Yeah.
I like cauliflower, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some mother 50 years ago, 100 years ago was like, how do I make my kids eat, you know, vegetables? I'm just going to mace this in cheese.
It's like better cheese and or sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fixes everything.
Yeah. Steph eats, she's like, do you like Brussels sprouts? And I'm like, I fucking hate Brussels sprouts, right? And she's like, oh, I love them. And I'm like, there's no fucking way, right?
Yeah.
So then she makes them. So she gets a cup of soup flavoring.
Yeah.
And then she puts like a quarter of the water.
Yeah.
And she fries it in that.
Yeah.
and then puts like a little bit of bacon. So they're like chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like chicken noodle. And I was like,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So this doesn't taste like Brussels sprouts. Yeah. This tastes like delicious.
I like this thing that you've made also that doesn't taste like Brussels sprouts.
4,000 milligrams of sodium in a serve.
So my wife really likes roasted Brussels sprouts, but again, she doesn't.
Yeah.
My mate makes them with lard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they're drowned in lard and salt, fat, yeah. And then oven roasted. Yeah. Fuck
fat
me.
And salt.
So good.
Is there many things that taste awful after you've put lard and salt on them?
Yeah. Interesting day for the digestive system the next day.
But yeah, the menu was weird.
I saw there's apparently there's a new Starbucks drink someone in America ordered is a coffee with olive oil in it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Some, you just see it floating at the top.
Yes. I really wish I was surprised.
Some wanker would have said that it's like superior for your health or some shit.
Yeah, I really wish that hurt my feelings, but it just blanked me. Just like, well, of course they fucking did.
Yeah, and like we used to do it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I used to have the coconut oil in my locker at the gym.
Yeah.
And I used to just put it in the coffee and off we go. I've done all the gimmicks.
So before we keep going, I just want to give you guys a little message about our Standout PT program. So Standout PT has been designed for personal trainers who want to sustain a long-term career in fitness, but right now they're sick of chasing clients, they're not making enough time for money, and they're super frustrated with the results that they're getting in their business, and they can't see themselves being here in 3 to 5 years' time. If you want to know more about the Standout PT program, head to stcfitlearning.com. Head to programs and all the details are there, and you can book in your free exploration call where we can have a look and see whether or not that would actually be a suitable program for where your business is at right now. And back to the episode. All right, day two.
Day two.
Saturday. How are you feeling walking in?
Day two. Mm. I was so excited, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't have any of the imposter syndrome stuff like we spoke about.
Yeah.
Like, I was pumped. I wrote a lot of the content.
Yeah.
And I kind of like had a good idea about how the day was going to go. So yeah, I was just super pumped. And I think like meeting everyone the day before, or not everyone, like half the people, it kind of just like, I was just like, oh, there's everyone's just really awesome, bunch of chilled people kind of here to lap it up and learn. So
yeah,
I was just ready to deliver.
Yeah. Once obviously we did the podcast and then.
Yeah.
That was like the end of my work week,
you were then able to prepare yourself for the actual
I was like, okay,
seminar.
Sit down and look at the slides and change what I needed to change and work through the workbooks and stuff. And I'm like, okay, this is fucking cool. This is really good. And so I came in the same. I didn't fucking sleep Friday night at all. I was overstimulated from training.
Yeah.
Was like catch 22. So it was an hour drive home.
Mm.
At night, it's always a bit sketchy with the kangaroos.
Of course.
And Amy was super stressed about it. I'm like, fuck it, we'll just get a room.
It's not worth it.
So that was a 50-50 call. And then I'd sort of suggested, like, maybe don't come. Because, I'm going to be, like, work Ben all weekend.
I'm
not a good husband when I'm work Ben.
I understand. I understand. Work Jason is very similar.
Yeah. So I hope Amy never hears this episode. So hotel room, first night always sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
It was hot. Amy's 21 weeks pregnant, so we've reached snoring stage. The couch was like fucking two seats, so it wasn't even like an escape.
Phillip Island level couch.
Worse. Oh, worse. But Amy and I couldn't fit on a
couch. Can't even get worse than that couch.
Amy and I couldn't
fit can't even imagine that.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a bad couch.
Trash.
Yeah.
That's
at a level of like, why put the couch there?
Yeah, it was like in front of the TV. So you literally had to sit like knees together and like look at the fucking... Yeah, anyway. So, yeah, I was just like hating everything about it. So I think I maybe got 6 hours sleep, but I was G'd when I got there still.
Yeah.
Six hours is good. Yeah, Saturday night, I slept a little better. A few whiskeys.
Yeah.
A few whiskeys helps.
Yeah.
So I probably came in fresher on Sunday than I did Saturday. But yeah, Saturday was interesting because obviously we presented, it's probably the only piece of feedback that I have for ourselves. We need to be careful of calling shit boring and telling people they're going to hate it before we actually start it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when we asked for feedback, so we did on the Saturday, we did lots of like the business stuff for the guys listening. So it was like tracking your metrics, budgeting, little bit of mindset and goal setting stuff, and then service as well. So yeah. Like, do you actually have a good service? But both of us for the tracking and the budget were like, we know it's boring and blah, 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 blah. I was like, all we want is you to just actually go and do it and yeah. see some value in it.
Feels.
And then we asked for feedback. And I think the budgeting one was like the most popular, most valuable part of the day.
Yeah.
The most voted.
Hour. Yeah. I think
I was so surprised.
I'm not surprised. It's just boring to listen to.
Yeah.
Like,
not when I'm on stage, mate.
Well, you nailed. Look, if anyone can present numbers in an exciting way, you did a great job. I think what it is like people are going to be more fascinated about learning how to control their finances because you don't get taught how to do it.
Yeah.
So you know, people. Yeah, you know, we can put our tinfoil hats on. It's like, yeah, they want you to be relying on the system, yeah. and you know that's how they control you and stuff. Hey, who knows? Maybe that is the case.
Yeah.
But you never get taught really like how to manage your money. So. Mm. If you're a coach who wants to run a business and you know is struggling to manage their finances, doesn't know where things are going, like that's a really good place to start. It's not too overwhelming. The new kind of setup we have of it, I would argue, is
with the slides made a huge difference.
Way easier. Yeah. I think it's way easier to teach and it's way easier to follow.
Yeah. Even the workshop we did this week in Standout. With the value compass.
Yeah, I agree.
I actually had a message from someone who's done it 3-4 times. Like, this is the first time I got it.
Yeah, because it breaks it.
Was just chunk, rather than here's a spreadsheet.
Here's the spreadsheet, work through it.
Way less overwhelming. Yeah. So, we nailed that. I think between that and the M&M picture, I think it really, really made a difference. Fuck, that bombed so hard, bro.
I was really hoping you wouldn't see it until the seminar, but...
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, he's already seen this, so he's probably not going to read it. So I wanted it to pop up on the screen. Yeah, but that's just a sign of our age, too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's like when you say a Simpsons joke, you know, like a quote and shit, and like people are just like, what?
Yeah.
It's like, all right, fuck, so I was like, read the room. Yeah. Like,
it's B-Rabbit, guys. Like 15, fucking B-Rabbit.
15 years gap between like the people in this room and us. Like.
So for backstory, because even the ear people have no fucking idea what we're talking about. I had the first slide of the budgeting workshop was knees weak, palms are sweaty, which was an M&M reference, but at the time I was like, all right, nah, fuck it, I can't be bothered putting a picture in. So I left it, and then obviously, as per everything that happens in our business, Jason needs to proofread my spelling, grammar mistakes.
I missed a couple.
The campinging or whatever it was.
Campagan.
So then, about 2 days later, I think I went back through just to like rehearse and saw... that Jason dropped M&M's head in there.
The really concerned looking M&M's.
Killing
as well.
Myself,
like,
laughing.
I searched through a lot of pictures to like, I need the one where he's like really scared.
Yeah.
And he's really worried.
That's good. But yeah, I actually had some people come up and like ask, which was a fucking wild, for me, a wild thing. Come up and ask like, how did I get past my money story and all that? Like, I've been pretty open about it on the podcast. It was fucking terrible.
Agreed.
So, to have someone come up and be like, how did you get over it? What did you do? What direction can you point me in was really cool. So, I feel like it came out really well. And with that stuff, always for us is like the metrics if they execute it.
Of course.
It's so easy to be in a room and be like, yeah, cool. But like, are you actually going to go do your business check-in next week?
Yeah.
And look at all your metrics and look at your finances.
Yeah.
That's a touch wood. Message us, guys. Touch wood that they...
Got to do it.
Actually did.
Have to do it. Yeah, the penny dropped I think the penny dropped yesterday a little bit in the mastermind as well. Like, just with like the lead acquisition stuff. Like, so if you run your numbers... And then you work out what's happening. Mm. You can now focus on what the problem is.
Yeah.
And they were just like, oh, yeah.
It's so amazing that personal trainers don't see the hypocrisy of not tracking data. Like,
yeah.
And then your clients don't check and you're like, well, I don't have any data to make any changes this week. It's like, fuck, bro. It's like, why am I not losing any weight? Is the same question as why am I not making
any
money?
Or why am I not getting any clients? It's like, you're not doing either. Exactly, you're either not active or what the activity's not good enough or how you're interacting.
You need to change your macros.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, yeah. But when you, I guess, now we know that because we understand that, like we lead in with that at the start now.
Yeah.
So if you understand that person in front of you,
yeah,
it's like, okay, well, let's try and make this as relatable and emotional as possible to get the buy-in.
Yeah.
So that's why I was just like hammering the data at the start of the business tracking thing, which was so hard to present.
Yeah.
Like it's good, but it was just so hard to get like more than 40 minutes out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fast, that one.
Yeah. But I think it was okay because other ones were...
First prezzo for you as well. Like you didn't get the... You didn't get to come in with the banter chat. Yeah. Like the mindset one's such an easy way to come in.
Correct.
Such an easy way, at least for me, to like get excited
100%
about what we're talking about. It's like, fuck, if you do this, you'll fucking... Like it's so easy.
Yeah.
Sorry, definitely. Jerry. Too many swear words.
Yeah.
Fuck Jerry. Yeah, just like getting that initial step of like talking about something. It's hard to come out with an anecdote about business data.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you don't have an origin story about business data, you know what I mean? It's a
And if it is, it's like 2 minutes. It's just like I did all the dumb shit that you guys have done.
Yeah.
And I didn't know, I was anxious and didn't know where to start. And
yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah. You know? So, yeah, definitely a challenge. And the audience would have. I could feel it on you. Once you got going, it was good.
Yeah.
It was good. And then your service one was great.
Yeah, that's the favorite.
So, where like Max came in late and he sat down and you were like in the zone. I was like, caffeinated Jason's my favorite Jason. So, you were that worked up that the back of your neck was red.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's on.
Yeah.
Like, just, he has the Matrix in his palm now, and it's fucking go time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I think because when you know people are going to want to know that. Mm. So, again, it's like removing those assumptions.
Yeah.
So, it's like, I know that there's so much to a service that personal trainers just don't give the time.
Mm-hmm.
And even, like, throughout the day, I was like, yeah, it's obvious, but you're not piecing things together.
Yeah.
Like, everything we're saying is not groundbreaking. Like, it's not like we're reinventing the wheel. It's just the power is in lining everything up.
Correct. Yeah.
So, yeah, with that one, I'm just like, here's the food.
Yeah.
Go and eat.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just know that one's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think I just got to go back to the drawing board, just see what else I can bring to the...
Yeah.
To that data one. But like, to be fair, it's like it kind of ran through the day quite well.
It did.
Because like you want
to tie it in well.
Yeah. You want to give time to the, like, I don't want to rush that service one.
Mm.
So it's like if 40 minutes is all you need for tracking data, then 40 minutes is all it gets, you know, because
the service. Otherwise, you're just spending half an hour trying to convince people it's a good idea.
Correct.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I agree. And then even in the morning, I was just like, it's better for you to just take as long as you need for the value compass because nothing else works for the whole weekend without it.
Yes.
So if we don't correct. Get this right,
it's the most important.
Everything falls apart.
Yeah.
You know, or it's done at a quality that's just not you know, where it should be.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it did work all right. I guess I was just like, fuck, this should have gone for longer.
Mm. I was pretty happy with how well we got to the ICA as well. Like, given they didn't do all the prereq work that you do in standout.
I actually thought about that too. I was like, fuck, we should have done the niching bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Even just horizontal, vertical, like the questions and stuff. But like, we've done it enough to just...
Yeah, covered it, I think. which got enough buy-in then, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the coolest part, was watching people doing their value compass on the Saturday and then doing the content on the Sunday. And thinking like a trainer on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then by Sunday afternoon, particularly once we got to the campaign part.
Yeah.
It was like they'd gone through the value compass, they'd gone through content creation and all the other stuff obviously as well. And then actually got to the campaign and was like, now you're thinking like a client.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was for me, looking back on the weekend, that was the most rewarding part for me.
Yeah.
It's like if nothing else, you now know how to think like a client.
Yeah.
And if you can do that, you can figure out content. You can figure out programming. You can figure out service. You can figure out what automations you need. Like, if you just come from that place all the time, you can kind of, even if you fuck it up for ages like we did, that's when our business changed.
Yeah.
Is when we really start to think, what do personal trainers actually need?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But then you stop having imposter syndrome too. You stop looking at every other coach on the internet and doing what they're doing because that's what should be done. I was thinking about this in the shower this morning. We've never built something. We did once and it tanked. We've never built something that we saw someone else do and replicated it.
Yeah. What did we build?
The first website.
Oh, yeah.
It was like Ben Pokulski's model for Gen Pop.
Yeah.
And it failed.
Yeah.
For the same reason, because it didn't apply to Gen Pop.
Yeah.
They didn't want it. It was too early for application-based training. Which, if you thought from the client's point of view, was pretty obvious at the time.
Of course.
Looking back at it now.
100%.
So, like, Standout PT was like, how long, what do they need? What are the problems? What are the outcomes?
Mm.
Then, how long can we keep their attention for? And how much time in a week do they have? Then what are their... A workshop's not going to be enough. They need to be in a room with other people and feel like they're part of a group of people that are heading in the same direction.
Yeah.
Like Fiona that's just come in from the country, just like has never even seen anything we're talking about.
Mm.
And in a month has just like totally turned her business into a business just from being in the room.
Yeah.
Being in the room with other people that are trying to achieve the same thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I said that a few times over the weekend. I'm like, part of the benefit of this weekend for you guys is being together.
Yeah.
Seeing everyone in all walks of life. And that's one of the powers of our community.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone gets into the chat. Everyone comes to the mastermind calls and you see people from all different walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
Because we both know what it feels like to sit in their chair. Like
in a health club, yeah.
Well, in their chairs, looking at the 15 years ago person of us.
Yeah.
And going, this person is so far away from me.
Uh-huh.
Like so far.
Yeah.
They've done so many, like, you know, they've gotten everything right. Mm-hmm. You know, their life's perfect, whatever, you know, like they're where I want to be.
Yeah.
But it's like they don't understand what it's like for me to show up tomorrow and feel... you know, overwhelmed and not know where to start and, you know, have a business that's, all over the place. We do, but it's so far away that they still don't think we know.
Yeah.
So then
we play the same game just at a different level now.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. But then, seeing like maybe someone who's 6 months ahead of you, 3 years ahead of you, 5 years ahead of you.
Yeah.
Not even years. Like I hate using that time thing because it means that years matter.
Stages.
It's like what you do. Yeah, correct. So it's like, semi-scaled, fully scaled, I guess like a full team, you know, you're seeing people across the board and it's like now you get to understand what opportunities could be had within fitness rather than the standard like get busy in my gym training clients and then know that I'm capped for time.
Yeah.
And then hire another personal trainer because you need to duplicate yourself and then you just start teaching other people how to get busy and trade time for money.
Yeah.
So when you think about
it, you're still locked into that person because there's no system.
The classic timeline, the classic evolution of a personal trainer is that.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, okay, so I've done it with two trainers in my gym who work for me. So now I'm going to teach other people how to trade time for money.
Well, most people skip that, to be honest.
Well, now they do. But you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, at least now you can see like all of the options that are available on the landscape because like,
well, when we started, it was like, get a full book of clients, open a studio.
Yeah, or it was like, get a trainer and work, let them work for you.
Yeah, I don't even think that was a thing when we did it. I don't know if that was...
I got told to do it a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. Before we started doing the mentorship and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, you're busy, get someone to work for you.
Yeah.
You know, duplicate yourself
kind
of thing. So, yeah, I think that's still like the natural progression in a gym that like you just don't know what's outside of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, now it's like there's so many options. You can be an educator to your audience. You can mentor trainers if you've got a system that you can replicate and it gets results. You have the ability to branch online. There's all different subtypes of service that you can offer.
Yeah.
You know, there's multiple different things that you can do now that at least when they come in, they can see not everyone's doing the same shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, coming back to the idea of like cutting off what everyone else is doing and just looking at the client and solving the problem.
Yep.
Like we said, like Standout, we built based on the client. The mentorship, we built based on the client. We were probably 3 years behind where we wanted to be in terms of launching an app because we built a system based on the client.
Yeah.
And there was no app that had the system.
Yeah.
So, or that we could plug our system into. So we were like, nah. Yeah. Like, it's compromising the client. We're not willing to do it because it was all built based on what we know our clients need.
Yeah.
Not based on what someone else said is good to have.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really key areas of coaching that we needed our clients to be aware of that allowed us to make the best decisions for them.
Yeah.
To get the best results.
I hope the 25 trainers that came through the room now have that ability.
Yeah.
You've written your value compass and now you've kind of seen and you're starting to think about who the person is and what their needs are. And then you're looking at your service and being like, well, there's a hole there. There's a hole there. Like, we did value compass this week in Standout as well.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, so how many of you, we basically break your business down into categories. So most people will have training, programming, and nutrition as three of them. And then we go 3 to 5. So some people will like to talk about whether it's mindset, rehab, like recovery, lifestyle, whatever else it is inside that sort of banner. And then we write down, we start with 5, but you could do 100 problems that you have inside that particular area of your business. We got to the end of the workshop and I was like, okay, so all of those obstacles that your clients are facing inside those areas, how many of you can solve every single one of them?
Yeah.
And most trainers we have raise their hand.
Yeah.
Awesome. Who can do it without them? It's like 1% of the room.
Yeah.
So that's when it's like, okay, well, now I know all of the problems. I can go build shit that actually solves them without it being hands-on for me.
Yeah.
And you can start to, instead of talking to Robbo in the fucking room who's talking about this and that and whatever, you can actually sit down and go, well, that's the obstacle. I need to have something for that.
Yeah.
Particularly so much of the room, and I think so much of probably listeners and everyone at the moment's like, how do I get online?
Mm.
And that's the key. You can't spend 20 minutes in a session teaching someone to set up their bench press as an online coach.
No.
It doesn't fucking work.
No, definitely not.
You need a resource.
Yep.
So all of those problems have to be solved systemically.
Yep.
And if you want another coach, you have to have the solution there because they're brand new.
Yeah.
They can't just think on the fly like you and deliver the way you do.
Yeah.
It has to be systemized.
Mm.
So yeah, I think that was really cool. And then Saturday night was, I don't know about you, I did not expect that many people.
Yeah. Yeah, I think nearly everybody rocked up.
I think we booked for a bit. They wouldn't give us a table bigger than 6.
Yeah.
So we booked for 6 expecting 10.
Yeah, we needed 3 times.
And then had like 20.
Yeah, it was wild. Like, the whole weekend was crazy. In terms of like everyone came to see us.
Yeah.
I still can't really kind of understand, digest that.
The photos, man.
So
the photos at the end broke my brain.
Yeah.
I even thought when we were doing Q&A and we're wrapping up, I'm like, this is the point where you would invite people up for photos.
Yeah.
But they're like,
yeah.
No one's going to.
Yeah, well, I was like, I don't want to like say it.
And then no one does it.
Yeah, so I just didn't. I didn't really think about it too much, but I was like, oh, whatever. Like, we'll just hang around in case.
Yeah.
But I was like, no one does. Like, that's fine.
I was like, I'll hang around and answer questions.
Correct.
And then all of a sudden, there was just line. I was like, what the fuck? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense. Like, 2 days. But yeah, I think like even looking around on the Saturday night, one of my questions, and I'll ask, you can answer next.
Yeah.
What was your biggest lesson from the weekend? Or even biggest takeaway for yourself? One of mine is just be yourself. And I know everyone says it. It's fucking lame.
Snooze fest.
But fuck, man. I didn't tense once swearing all weekend. Yeah. I didn't get into a conversation with one person that I was just like, shut the fuck up and leave me alone. And I'm like,
I wonder how many people now are like, has Ben ever said that about me?
Yeah, I don't like everyone, guys. I'm sorry. I just don't. And I even like, if I moved states and you dropped me in that room and were like, this is your friendship group now, I'd be like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Like, done. Everyone in the room I got along with, able to have a conversation with, like, just to see that, and that's only come off the back of us deliberately not trying to portray anything.
Yeah.
And just doing what we do.
Yeah.
So that was, yeah. That was huge.
Yeah, I agree.
I think I've spoken about it a little bit, but I made that rule of, like, I only want to work with people I'm willing to have coffee with.
Yeah.
In my coaching business.
Yeah.
I think standouts moving more and more that way too.
It's like, sorry, man, it's not going to work for you.
Yeah.
Can't have coffee together.
Because I don't like you.
Tell me your favorite coffee. You don't drink coffee? I'll get the fuck
out. Yeah. Bye.
This isn't the place for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. You don't belong here, son.
Imagine that. What a way of vetting.
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't have some kind of relentless caffeine addiction, you don't belong.
You're not going to make it in fitness anyway.
Yeah. So that was really cool. Saturday night was really fun.
Yeah.
It was also cool that it was probably was a little irresponsible that we were the last there, but it was also cool that we were the last there to have a bit of a moment.
I don't think we were. I don't think it's irresponsible. We were, everyone's there because of you. So you don't want to take, I don't know, this is the wog of me coming out.
You don't want to be the first to go.
You shouldn't be, you shouldn't leave because people are there to see you. Yeah, I don't know. That's like a,
I agree.
It's a real, maybe it's a real wog thing. But it's like, if people come to see you, you stay until the end. It's like even, I don't know, if like we get invited to like weddings and stuff, it's like, you're never the first person to leave.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, it just doesn't matter. Like, I'm like, we'll sit here, we will just sit there and wait.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's politeness, whatever it is. It's just like, yeah, maybe that's my religion coming out of me.
Maybe.
Values.
Values. But yeah, having the half an hour or whatever it was, it was just the
I think
just
it was
the crew
good.
Was cool.
Yeah, it would have been nice if it was just like an hour earlier. But
yeah.
Like, but it was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was definitely like, there was a moment at the on Sunday morning where I was like, do I feel like shit? It's nothing a few hydrolyte couldn't fix.
Yeah, so I got a Powerade. Got out of the car, got a Powerade before we went into the hotel.
Yeah.
So on the way home, and I was just like, I don't want this right now. And I'm just going to make myself feel sick if I have it. I woke up at like 4.
Yeah.
No, I woke up at 3, sculled the entire Powerade, back to bed, then got up again at 5, refilled the Powerade bottle and sculled that, went back to bed. Peed 1,000 times before the start of the seminar.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm sweet. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah. Yeah. I just had to get through the morning.
Yeah.
Although Jess was like, I'm fine. And then I'd seen her. She walked in with a coffee, drank a Red Bull, and then got like
a 17 shot fucking
ice. Yeah. I was like, you're fine because your blood is caffeinated.
You are caffeine. At
85%
this
concentration of caffeine in blood.
That ice long black was potent.
Whoa.
Man, I've never seen an ice long black that's like, you can't look through it.
Yeah. Castrol Magnatec 1040 it was.
Yeah, it definitely looks like motor oil for sure.
Usually you drink them and they're like, oh, this would go down pretty well because it's watered down a bit. But this was,
it looked like mud.
I took 2 sips. I'm like, this is very strong and my heart rate's already faster.
Yeah. Oh, you got one and didn't have it.
I drank it through the whole day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what was your biggest takeaway?
Very similar to you. It's like removing the distance between us and them.
Yeah.
It's like breaking down all the preconceived barriers and ideas that they have of like that person. Because I know what it's like to, again, be in their shoes and be like, oh, this person's just so unrelatable to me because they're so far ahead.
Yep.
So yeah, just want to be bunch of cool guys who love to train, who have been in your situation and now are not, and want you to succeed as well.
Yeah. You know what else is really cool? And I know you meant guys as a overarching collective of both genders.
Yeah.
But I think it's worth noting that we had, was it like 60-40?
Yeah.
More females.
More women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you see that in the fitness industry? Like, yeah. Granted, like, probably doesn't happen if we don't have Jess on the team, but
yeah,
that's
yeah, not to like for, to come see us.
Yeah,
but like that's not even a caveat anymore because Jess is part of the team.
Yeah, I know, I know, but it was just cool. Yeah. It's like most the industry's still heavily male dominated.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
besides like the women only gyms and stuff.
That's it. It's like you go to the Boss Babe thing.
Yeah,
and it's all women.
Yeah.
Or you go to a no title thing and it's mostly guys.
Yeah.
So to be both and then for them all to come out was cool.
Yeah.
I liked that. I think that says something about what we're doing.
Very cool. Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the environment that we're creating, being relatable, not being authoritarian, not being like boys club. Not being like, let's all stand around and shit on the other people the way they're doing stuff. Like when we started Stand Out ages ago, we were like, we're not going to be the boys club group.
Yeah, the slap on the bum.
Yeah.
You know,
kind of people. I call them dick touches.
You can take it to another level, that's fine.
Yeah, because it happens. It happens.
It sure does.
So yeah, that was cool as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So Sunday... So funny, all day Saturday, all the week leading up, I was like, Jason's presenting first, I can just like ease my way into the day, cruise, have drinks, be as long as I'm
late
fine,
start,
by
no
lunch, wear Gucci. Yep, I was first.
Even I thought I was first, like, all right, I have two cocktails and a beer.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you're starting, that'll be four cocktails and a beer.
Ben just gaslit you into...
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. Yeah.
But we pulled it off. What did we do first? What did I do first in the morning? Content.
Yeah. Content creation.
Yeah. Which was fun.
Yeah. We can do that with your eyes closed.
Yeah. I've done that a few times now.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was cool to have different.
We gassed up Sunday.
So much.
Whole week.
So much.
You got to come tomorrow.
You need to do this for tomorrow.
Yeah, once I said it two or three times, I was like, oh, fuck, it's a joke now.
Yeah. It's a meme. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I know you guys are coming back, but fuck, tomorrow's so good.
Yeah. So cool to have such a varied group. Mm. Like, one that stood out so much to me, Alexi. He's like, ICA is just like 25-year-old guys that want to get fucked up on the weekend but still look good.
Yeah.
And like, just, the way he was able to get into the language, I was like, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Me at 25, sign me the fuck up, bro.
I was kind of like, this sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Even now.
Yeah, I'm in. Sign me up. Yeah, it was awesome. And then obviously we had like Laura in the room writing it for physio business.
Yeah.
Loz doing it for confidence coaching, like just different, even different industries.
Yeah.
And then, like, watching, we had students in the room too that have, like, not even started yet.
Yeah.
Just fucking so far ahead, man.
Yeah.
Imagine doing that weekend before you started.
Yeah. Always puts a smile on my face thinking about
it. You know how that you had that question of, like, would you take 5 million or start again with your knowledge?
Yeah, that's when you don't that's when you go back. You never take the cash.
Yeah.
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 Because it's just, like, the leverage that you have from that knowledge is way more than that amount of money.
Yep.
For most people, not everyone.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Sunday was sick. And then I made another assumption that I regret. It was that the email marketing stuff would
be hard. Yeah, yeah.
And to just chill. I think everyone was in such a good spot and had built so gradually over the weekend.
Yeah.
That they just felt so capable.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, you can stop here. But just hang out and watch, and this will be your next stage. And I was like, all right, like, who's 9 out of 10? It was like the whole room. I was like, fuck, okay. I think the break actually helped.
Yeah.
Taking the break after the socials into email marketing. But
I thought that was going to be clunky because I was like, oh, let's go to sales.
Yeah.
And then go back.
Coming back.
Momentum leading in is to say, right, content.
Yeah, from content into campaign. Yeah.
But it didn't. It didn't.
Better than listening to me for 4 hours in a row.
Yeah, it's true.
It would have been rough. I would have needed many more butter menthols.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. The Sunday morning butter menthol was a win.
Yeah, screaming at everyone just to hear them over the music was a problem.
Yeah, it was not even the alcohol. It's just yelling.
Yeah. Talk. It's like, oh, you got to sound a bit dusty. It's like, I actually feel fine. I've just been screaming at everyone. And talking for the day before it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what's up, guys? Another quick break. I just wanted to jump in and tell you guys, remind you guys about the STC Fit Learning Mentorship. Now, our mentorship's been running since about 2016, where we've developed trainers through their first year of business in personal training and allowed them to leapfrog the first 5 years of mistakes that we made. If you're currently studying, looking to finish in the next month or so, or you're looking for someone to help you out with mentoring and all that kind of stuff, jump on, have a look at the details for the mentorship at stcfitlearning.com. Head to programs and mentorship and all the details are there. And you can come and be an STC Fit coach for an entire year. It includes all of our education and direct mentoring from our head coaches. Back to the episode. Alex says it and Chris says it and it's just like doing the rounds.
The BFF say it.
The boys. Build your life for the average Tuesday.
Yeah.
Is the quote. So like, if you hate your fucking job, if you hate your family, if you hate like your physique and all that, it's like, just build your life. So just the boring Tuesday is great.
Yeah.
And when I first heard it, I was like, that's fucking awesome. Yeah. That's really cool. But I've decided it's incomplete. That Tuesday should build to something. The only way I can describe it, and it sounds like very grandiose, and it's very non-Jason language. But it's building to something that disrupts your perception of space and time. So on the weekend, I, outside of that room, didn't know where we were. Didn't know what time it was. Didn't know that it was Sunday. Didn't care about anything else that was going on. It was just in that room.
Never wanted it to end.
Having the fucking... And like you said, I don't want this to end. It's just having the best time.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people in personal training, we have the... I don't know if you call it a privilege. The opportunity to make our Tuesdays fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And a lot of people stop there. And I think why we do what we do is to... take people who 75% full and from most of the industry standard would be deemed really successful at what they do.
Yeah.
But they want a little bit more. There's something else.
Yeah.
And it's like what we did on the weekend is it.
Yeah. I feel sorry, for lack of a better term, for people who don't ever get to feel the way that we felt on the weekend.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
Like Sunday, everyone's gone and we just had a moment.
Yeah.
Everyone should get to feel that in some way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be the way we did it.
Yeah, but whatever it is.
But it's like, you should be able to sit back and just have this fucking like, we did that.
I've had it a few times.
Yeah. Now. Yeah. Yeah.
Like the big liftoff that we did.
The liftoff, that was amazing.
It was like, I just like went hit in the corner for a minute. It was just like, holy shit. It's a lot of STC logos.
Interstate tour.
Yeah, first time interstate. Yeah,
that was definitely a big one.
I was watching Akash Singh, comedian.
I know who he is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he recorded his special over the weekend.
Yeah.
And he was like, he said like, outside of my wedding, it was the best weekend of my life.
Yeah.
Because he said as a comedian, your whole life, you grow up watching the 1 hour specials.
Mm.
The hours. And it's like, that's the step. It's like, I'm a real comedian now. You're not just doing like little tours. It's like, you actually have something good enough that's recorded, and he's already had people come to want to buy it.
Yeah.
So it's like, that was his sort of moment. Now, this felt like that on an education front for us.
Yeah.
It was the special.
Yeah.
Like, how many other business coaches have... We had to cull it. We had to pull stuff out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we couldn't go deep into goal setting. We couldn't go deep into niching. We couldn't go deep into...
Yeah.
A couple of other things.
Yeah, so much.
Because
more.
We had too much content for 2 days.
Yeah.
It's like, there's not many people that can do that.
Yeah.
So that, it was like, Comedian's Best Jokes is the hour. And that was, this is our best 2 days.
Yeah.
And now it's go away and build it even better and take it on the road, which is cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
Sydney 2024.
Wild.
Yeah.
Conceptualize. Even just talking about things that I asked when I was...
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, I was you 15 years ago.
Yeah, it's like...
What is happening?
It's fucking wild.
Yeah. What is going on here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, that's just mind fucking me.
Yeah.
That it's still like that, it's word for word, situation for situation. It's like,
yep.
I know exactly what it's like to be you, but I can't actually believe that I'm on the other side of this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's surreal. So
cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
But I actually, I had said to someone, and I don't, maybe in a month's time, I'll reflect and then there'll be other stuff that I remember that'll come up that'll be different. But I made the same comment, like outside of my wedding. It's like the best weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it just summarizes so much effort and time.
Yeah.
To deliver the product and for the product to be so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. To be so proud of it.
Yeah. Really come, like, in some ways struggling to come to terms with the fact that I'm getting older.
Mm.
Like, I don't know if you are there yet, but I'm, this year has been a bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
But the... upside, tremendous upside, is the value you have.
Yeah.
Understanding the value you have with the gears and the reps.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, for someone who's like, fuck, this is, I'm not the young person anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not 20.
Yeah.
I'm not 25. Like, I can't live for tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
be reckless and think that like I'm young and can push my body and it's just going to be okay.
Yeah.
Like now it's like, I'll do something that hurts. If I, if I have a big weekend, I pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, there's things that I'd like to do socially. I just can't do to that, you know, frequency because we're all just getting on with life. And it's, and I'm like, fuck. But then it's like the flip side of that is just like, yeah, just reps and value that you can give other people.
Yeah.
And that's really helping myself like deal with that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I remember, and I didn't really feel comfortable with the statement after I'd said it, and then you've brought it up since, the like, I just don't want to be the old guy in fitness.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But the more I reflect on that, it's like there's just so much to offer.
Yeah. Yeah. I was,
yeah, it's just like
not the opposite, but I was
not
just
on the other side with nothing to show for it and you're just jaded.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah. It. I don't want to be the bitter PT. Yeah,
but you've got
much. Yeah, and that's, I knew you were looking at it from that, but I was like, we're going to be the
contributors.
The people that did it.
Yeah.
The people have walked the path.
Yeah.
Who don't distance ourselves, tell them the stories, are transparent.
Haven't gone crazy yet.
Made all the fucking, yeah.
Start inventing fucking biology shit that doesn't do anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then what I wanted to close on was a reminder that you're never done. Mm. So we've been working on this for a long time, and a lot, I've said out loud to a lot of people, like, my study at the moment is teaching.
Yeah.
Because to teach something, I have to study it to put it together.
Mm.
And I tell people all the time to write shit down, write down how you program, write down how you coach, write down how you check in, like, cause there's, even during lockdown, I was writing articles heaps.
Yeah.
And I'd get to a point and I'd be like, I've just heard that. Someone just said that you should pull your last deadlift 40 days.
Yeah. Out. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that real? And it'd force you to go down a rabbit hole.
Do your leg workout from after Wednesday before comp.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, prove that.
Yeah.
And it forces you to prove what you're saying.
Yeah.
And that, like, a lot of this has been that for me.
Yeah.
So Jason and Dad let me go to a workshop by myself.
She's never fucking doing again.
And may or may not have turned a free ticket into what are we up to? $15,000 spend. Whoops.
Yeah, I haven't learned anything in a while. I bought this.
Yes. Yeah. I messaged Amy about 90 minutes in. So I didn't know what the workshop was, right?
Normally, I come along for these things so that we both
keep us balanced.
Yeah, but then sometimes we're like, it's just two of us who want it.
So my friend that I went with is even like way more direct than you.
That's pretty awesome.
Like, just this is the thing.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, if she smells bullshit, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
And I was sort of just like feeling, where are you on all this? Because I'm pretty excited.
Yeah.
This is...
If anyone knows Ben, the pendulum can swing over here pretty quickly.
So, yeah. So, backstory, I've been looking into the next direction of business of where I think we should go and what we need to learn and how we can help people go from what we're teaching and stand out and then go to the next stage from that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then for us even to go even beyond there, because we need to be a step ahead all the time. So I've watched a few things that had kind of brought my attention to some ideas, and I was like, I want to learn more about that. Yeah. To the point where I was like, I was the guy commenting on their post, like, hey, where do I find out more about this? Almost like, how do I fucking pay you to learn not just the shit you said on the podcast? Like, where's the do part? And like, no responses. So I had no idea what this room was. All I knew was Janine from Boost was going to be presenting.
Oh, yeah. The one on Shark Tank.
The Shark Tank girl. Yeah. And I was like, sweet. If she's got shit to say, I'm here to listen. Yeah. And I was like, it's marketing, it's scaling. Like, cool.
Yeah. There's going to be a program at the end.
It's free. Yeah. Whatever. I said to Jess walking in, I'm like, different Jess. Walking in, I'm like, I wonder what they're going to sell us. And she sort of just looked at me. She's like, yeah, I was thinking that too. Like, yeah.
This is why.
You don't put 600 people in a room with a free ticket at the fucking convention center with huge overheads and pay for Janine to be there for no upsell.
Yeah. Almost like every time I go to a group thing now, I'm going to get sold something at the end.
What are we selling? Yeah. Which is unfair. Yeah. They provided enough value for me to have left and not spent any money.
Yeah.
And it'd be worth the day.
Yeah.
So, about, I reckon, an hour and a half in, I messaged Amy. I'm like, our credit card's in danger.
Yeah.
She's like, oh no, what are you buying?
Yeah,
do you trust me? She's like, yes.
As long as our child has a
remember we have this and this. And I was like, well, if the boys agree to it, we'll put it through the business.
Yeah.
If they don't agree to it, I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Because I'm fucking going. And she was like, I believe in you. Like,
yeah.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
So then I messaged you. I'm like, are you free this date?
Fuck. Such a fucking, like, undescriptive sentence. Just like, you talk at six? I'm like, what for? How, like, what do you need? And then just all I get is a picture. We're going to this.
Yep.
And I'm just like, okay, cool. So that's 4 days interstate. All right, done.
Yes. And then you were just like, if Ben's excited, I'm excited.
Yeah. I've been on board the whole time. And I still don't even know what the fuck it is.
So then another guy came on in the afternoon and was like doing marketing. And I was like, this is amazing. This is everything. And Jess, again, like, just she signed up for the program as well. She can't come the same one as us, which sucks. But
yeah.
She's like, even throughout the sales process, we had to like get up, go stand at the back of the room. They put a timer up. If you sign up fast, you get this, and there will be no spots tomorrow. Like, just the whole like group sales.
Yeah, that thing, bit. Yeah,
which is disgusting. When I hate it.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's the shit. When you know, you're just like, fuck off.
Yeah. So Jess and I were just like, shut the fuck up. How much is it? I was ready to buy an hour ago. Like, much is it? Yeah. I've either got the money or I don't.
Correct.
Like, there's no, this isn't emotional anymore. It's just, if it's below this price point, I'm in. If it's not, I can't.
Yeah.
So that afternoon, this guy, like, the way he presented was like, okay, so this is going to cost 40 grand. So if you don't care about sales at the end, don't pay attention, but I'll do a sell at the end. But if you can't afford that, don't worry about it. I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm just going to learn from this guy. Fucking so valuable.
Yeah.
Like, took so many notes. And then he got to the end and was like, oh, actually,
I knew it. I fucking knew he was going to do that.
Well,
it's not 40 grand, right?
Nah.
I knew it.
Yeah, it was like 9 or whatever. And then there was a guarantee. And I was like, okay, I want this that too. And Jess just like elbows me. She's like, you need to go do this.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't right now. But she just sort of looked at me and like, I can't go spend another 5 grand without asking.
And we did anyway.
So then it was like, are you free at 7:30 tomorrow morning? We need to have a conversation. Yeah, Jason's like, what's wrong?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, can I sleep? Can I have a good night's sleep? Or like, has something fucked up and we need to fix it?
Yeah. So I also thought it was cool from an integrity standpoint to 4 days after our event, go and spend 10x what we charged.
Yeah.
To be like, we're going to go learn more.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like,
it's just show that we do the same thing.
Correct.
Yeah. Because we're always like, invest in yourself, invest in your business, and it'll give you a 10x return.
Yeah.
And the people that don't, they just don't have that potential. Yeah. They just don't have the ceiling is just so low for where they can go.
Yeah.
If you have the potential to go and apply it.
Yeah. Even it's funny, man. Like, when I thought about it, because like they did the plus one ticket for free, like included.
Yeah.
Which we've done one in the past. We had to pay an extra 50% or whatever.
I didn't get to come.
Dick move. Yeah, it sucked. I'm so excited to take you this time.
Yeah. I'm not leaving.
Yeah. it's like, for the money, 4 days in a room with other people that were willing to pay the money and take 4 days out of their lives for it, you'll make it back.
Yeah. I'm excited to be in a room with like people from other walks of life.
Yeah.
Like other industries and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like, we had to do the like, stand up, introduce yourself to the next person next to you. It was like, I had a marketer, I had construction.
That's sick.
Like product based. Yeah. It's like, okay, this is...
It's the country club.
Just stick your head out of the fucking fitness industry for a moment. Yeah. Like, what does everybody else do?
It's the country club membership thing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's like
we
don't, you don't have 50 grand to buy in. It's like, this is five for a weekend, not a year, every weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think just like putting our money and time where our mouth is and be like, it was 5K plus flights, plus accommodation, plus 4 days of you and I out of the business.
Yeah.
The same, I don't know if you noticed, the same weekend that we have an incredibly monster delivery outcome on the Tuesday. I believe.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, it's the month after. Okay. Never mind. It's fine.
Sweet. Just got, I was nearly starting rubbing my knees again.
I think. No, it is. One September,
hand,
right?
I've got one hand on my leg now.
September we're going?
Yeah.
So the other launches that Monday.
Why are we talking in code when you just set it on the weekend?
No, because
only those people know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There'll be a podcast about that
one. I've told everyone.
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Worst kept secret.
I haven't. But I've told a few people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
Yeah. I think.
Can you tell I had an 11-hour sleep last night?
Yeah. I was very jealous about that. I think the parting message from the podcast after all of that, and we just spoke about it before we jumped on, the most successful people are the ones who spend money on themselves and their business. Mm-hmm. It's not always going to be like a 100% guaranteed. The people that came on the weekend, it's not 100% guaranteed. Like, I spend this, I get back.
Yeah.
You know, and we're the same with this, but it's like you won't be able to progress forward unless you're doing things to make yourself better, to make your business move in the right direction, to evolve it, whatever. And it means spending a significant amount on it and yourself.
Yeah,
and I think the people that just won't do that and they don't see the upside or the, you know, where what it's going to return them in the long run, they just don't make it.
Yeah.
You know, it's where I could sit here and be like, university cost me 30 grand. And people are like, fuck that. And I'm like, it was a waste of time, totally. It wasn't.
No.
It wasn't because I used 4 years to grow up as a person to learn how to be an educated individual.
Yeah.
And all the life skills that I got from that. And that is part of the reason why I made it.
Yeah. Doing the hard things, the discipline, the...
Yeah. 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 And even now, it's like it's returning. Learn. It's, you know, the money's still returning. What I paid for that education is still returning me, you know, giving me a return now, you know, and...
Yeah. So, one of the worst courses I've ever done was... It was a dual business and like PT, bridging the gap between rehab and training.
Oh, yeah.
Cost me 14 grand.
Yeah.
The only thing I can tell you I got out of that course is a thorough introduction to the squat, bench, and deadlift.
Yeah.
Everything else was trash. And actually both illegal and dangerous.
Yeah.
It was all manual shit that you're not allowed to do as a personal
trainer. Yeah.
But 12 months after that, my book was 65% women who wanted to squat, bench, and deadlift and look good in a bikini.
Yeah.
And that was 2015. Mm. I've built my entire personal training career since then off the back of being the guy that's the best at that.
Yeah.
Like, and that's it.
Yeah.
And it was, so it's like, oh, it's money in the hole. It's yeah. like it's sitting on hex now. It's like, yeah. fuck, I'm so mad that
yeah.
that's sitting there because it was so shit. But the shit course delivered such a crazy yeah. outcome. Yeah,
and it's the game you play. You know, sometimes you spend money, it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
But it's like if you don't spend anything, there's no return. Like
there's no potential for anything.
You can't multiply zero.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So even if you take a shot, you still have the ability to multiply it even by 1.5,
yep.
2 at the very least, whatever. Yep. But if you don't spend anything, zero multiplied by zero is zero.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think that mentality is so important. And I know what it's like to have a scarcity mindset, to not come from a place of money, to think that you have to save absolutely everything for a rainy day. You should have a little bit of that, and that's why we teach money now, or like how to organize it at a basic level. But you have to spend to move forward.
Mm.
Like money, yeah. the investment in your time and investment in your business, investment in yourself is how you get a multiplication
yeah.
of that time and effort and money. So yeah, that's it.
It was a feel good episode.
Lots of hope.
Lots of hope.
Lots of
it. Selling the dream.
I've got a smile on my face. I'm feeling good.
He's on board with the hope.
I'm feeling good on a Friday. Even though I took the hope out of everyone on the weekend. It's like, there's no hope here. You don't track your business metrics. You're not going to make it. Yeah, hope's gone.
All right. Thank you, guys. Another week. I need to look at the dates, but this whisper conversation that we keep having, I think we're either a week or two away from a pod. That'll be the announcement. So if you're not already subscribed, I've noticed this is what people do now. They tell you about what's coming.
Yeah.
And then they say subscribe so you don't miss it.
Yeah.
Because you won't want to miss that episode.
Yeah, it's going to be mega.
Epic.
Huge.
Yeah, we'll have to actually calculate when the episode comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little secret. It won't be in the studio that we film it.
Oh. Yeah.
We're going to have to film it somewhere else.
Ground zero.
Boom.
See you next week.